Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 11. Angels at the Savior's birth woke with music all the earth. Shepherds in the eastern sky saw a pale star passing by, guiding them at break of day where the babe in meekness lay, born the gracious news to tell, God with us, Emmanuel. Hymn number 11. The scriptural will be given by Shahidat from Maryland.
I will read from St. John chapter 14. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, who which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 12. Arise, ye people, take your stand, cast out your idols from the land. Above all doctrine, form, or creed is found the truth that meets your need. Christ's promise stands. They that believe, his works shall do, his power receive. Hymn number 12.
Thank you.
welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. You can also find it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school is available for children virtually anywhere in the world, as long as they have a telephone. We have a teleconference number just for the Sunday school. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child of Sunday school age, please call us. We'll be happy to give you the number. And we'll be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers at all of our services. Let's see. I think last week I announced that the next Bible study class would be Saturday, January 2. I was mistaken. We're going to take a two-week vacation from Bible study over the holidays. The next Bible study session will be in 2 weeks. It'll be Saturday, January 9th. So check the website for Bible study questions, and please be ready to join us in 2 weeks, Saturday, January 9th at 10 a.m. And this being the last Sunday in December, the last Sunday in the year and the quarter, the January full text lesson sermon booklet has been mailed to subscribers, and you should already have them for use next week. And the first quarterly for 2021 has also been mailed to subscribers, and you should already have received those as well. But for those of us here in Plainfield, if you haven't already done so, please pick up your January full text and or your first quarter quarterly, because you're going to need them tomorrow. There's another really good article featured on our website that I wanted to point out. It actually went really well with last week's lesson, but it goes well at any time. Entitled, "Fear Ye Not, Go Forward," by Ernest C. Moses. In the article, he talks a little bit about Moses. And the need for us to never fear what God directs us to do, but to go forward. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Annie from Virginia.
From page 409. Dear Madam, I have been a sickly person all my life until a few months ago and was confined to my bed every little while. It was during one of many attacks that your book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, was handed me. I read it only a very short time when I arose, well, went out into the kitchen, prepared a large dinner, and ate it heartily of it. I have been up and well ever since, a marvel to my friends and family, and sometimes they can hardly believe it is I. And feeling so grateful, I must tell you of it. I wish everybody in the world would read your book, for all would be benefited by it. Gratefully yours, Anna M. Smith.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 28 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Christian Science. The golden text is from Luke. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God, Christ Jesus. The responsive reading is from Mark, Daniel, and Psalms. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall
take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation.
Thou art the God that doest wonders.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. 1 John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Luke. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him unto the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. John. Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, He saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to the men that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Verily, verily I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he hath sent. He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 1 Corinthians. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Chronicles. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Luke. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Therefore said he unto them, He that heareth you, heareth me. Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God good, and the nothingness of evil. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind who understands all things, man knows that with God all things are possible. The only way to this living truth, which heals the sick, is found in the science of divine mind, as taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus. Jesus strips all disguise from error when his teachings are fully understood. By parable and argument, he explains the impossibility of good producing evil. And he also scientifically demonstrates this great fact, proving by what are wrongly called miracles that sin, sickness, and death are beliefs, elusive errors, which he could and did destroy. The starting point of divine science is that God, Spirit, is all in all, and that there is no other might nor mind, that God is love, and therefore he is divine principle. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. That is, all power, all presence, all science. Hence, all is in reality the manifestation of mind. The mission of Christian Science now, as in the time of its earlier demonstration, is not primarily one of physical healing. Now, as then, signs and wonders are wrought in the metaphysical healing of physical disease. But these signs are only to demonstrate its divine origin, to attest the reality of the higher mission of the Christ power to take away the sins of the world. The science, so-called, of physics would have one believe that both matter and mind are subject to disease. And that, too, in spite of the individual's protest and contrary to the law of divine mind. The man of sorrows best understood the nothingness of material life and intelligence, and the mighty actuality of all-inclusive God good. These were the two cardinal points of mind healing, or Christian science, which armed him with love. The highest earthly representative of God, speaking of human ability to reflect divine power, prophetically said to his disciples, speaking not for their day only, but for all time, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And these signs shall follow them that believe." This understanding of man's power, when he is equipped by God, has sadly disappeared from Christian history. For centuries it has been dormant, a lost element of Christianity. Our missionaries carry the Bible to India, but can it be said that they explain it practically as Jesus did, when hundreds of persons die there annually from serpent bites? Understanding spiritual law and knowing that there is no material law, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It were well had Christendom believed and obeyed this sacred saying. Jesus' promise is perpetual. Had it been given only to his immediate disciples, the scriptural passage would read you, not they. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. Miracle. That which is divinely natural, but must be learned humanly, a phenomenon of science. A miracle fulfills God's law. The facts of divine science should be admitted, although the evidence as to these facts is not supported by evil, by matter, or by material sense, because the evidence that God and man coexist is fully sustained by spiritual sense. Let God be true, but every material man a liar. All metaphysical logic is inspired by this simple rule of truth, which governs all reality. By the truthful arguments you employ, and especially by the spirit of truth and love which you entertain, you will heal the sick. Include moral as well as physical belief in your efforts to destroy error. Cast out all manner of evil. Preach the gospel to every creature. Speak the truth to every form of error. Tumors, ulcers, tubercles, inflammation, pain, deformed joints are waking dream shadows, dark images of mortal thought, which flee before the light of truth. A moral question may hinder the recovery of the sick. Lurking error, lust, envy, revenge, malice, or hate will perpetuate or even create the belief in disease. Errors of all sorts tend in this direction. Your true course is to destroy the foe and leave the field to God, life, truth, and love, remembering that God and his ideas alone are real and harmonious. Christian Science awakens the sinner, reclaims the infidel, and raises from the couch of pain the helpless invalid. It speaks to the dumb the words of truth, and they answer with rejoicing. It causes the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. It is possible, yea, it is the duty and privilege of every child, man, and woman to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. Christians claim to be his followers, but do they follow him in the way that he commanded? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 29. Breaking through the clouds of darkness, black with error, doubt, and fear, lighting up each somber shadow with a radiance soft and clear, filling every heart with gladness that its holy power feels, comes the Christian Science gospel. Sin it kills, and grief it heals. Hymn number 29. Thank you. Let's now sing hymn number 164. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Hymn number 164.
Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Amen.